News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Over the last couple of days, we have been having a conversation about some stuff going on at AL.com. Remember, just before we get going here, the Alabama Senate race boiled down to, at the beginning, I believe, between Mo Brooks, Donald Trump, the base, and talk radio versus Katie Britt, the establishment, Richard Shelby, and AL.com. Well, this played itself out yesterday. Dana Hall McCain wrote an article calling the Club for Growth ad against Katie Britt a lie, calling it dishonest. Second person from AL.com to call it dishonest, and second person for us to debate on this. This thing went sideways pretty quick. There's a two-parter here. We're going to take a break in the middle of it. The second half is obviously more of the train wreck. But I want you to get a good taste of what was going on here with Dana Hall McCain from AL.com. So let's roll. This was yesterday on Talk 99.5. Myself and former state Senator Phil Williams and WVNN host filling in for Tim Melton, who down in Birmingham has the coronavirus. So he's out for a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, here's the interview in its entirety, well, the first half. Roll it. And we want to talk with the author of said column, Dana Hall McCain. She wrote, Club for Growth floods the zone with dishonesty. Now, again, I start this conversation knowing two things. One, I'm a Mo Brooks guy. Two, Dana Hall McCain is a Brit girl. These are the two things that I think are indisputable, and they're fine. Both things are opinion people. It's fine to have those opinions. So Club for Growth floods the zone with dishonesty. She references Steve Bannon and is flooding the zone with blank quote that says, you know, look, get as much information as you can out there. Disinformation, to use her exact word, flood the zone with it. She refers to this ad that is running from Club for Growth in support of Mo Brooks attacking Katie Britt as dishonest. Cameron Smith of AL.com also referred to it as misleading truth, which is weird because it's truth. Dana Hall McCain goes into a whole thing about lobbyists and how basically saying she's a lobbyist is, you know, somewhat dishonest, but then saying, you cracked the case, boys. You caught her red-handed and argued that she was lobbying for the entire state while lobbying for BCA. Dana, let me ask you this question. If it's dishonesty, how can they crack the case?
The crack the case line is sarcasm, Dale. I'm sorry.
I know. No, I get it. I get it.
It was sarcasm that they were pretending to have discovered something that that is not real. And before we get into this, let me just sort of set the table in terms of who I am and how I approach issues and topics like this. I'm a Christian. And I don't know anything about your faith life or your perspective on those things, but for me, sort of the lens through which I view the world and through which I view information and communication is the biblical standard for honesty. And with the biblical standard for honesty, we're sort of called to a higher standard. We can be quoting facts, but misconstruing them in a way that are intended to deceive. And that is, at the end of the day, dishonesty and disinformation. So that's where I'm coming from when I say that the way that Club for Growth presents a few kernels of fact about Katie Britt and does so in such a way as to leave the listener or the reader with a false impression is, at the end of the day, dishonest.
Okay, so is she a lobbyist?
She was registered as a lobbyist, correct. But you know and I know that when the public hears the word lobbyist, what they think of is a person working for a singular business or industry. And they think of some of the nefarious characters we've seen in the political past who, you know, were just sharks in the water in the halls of our state legislatures or in the halls of Congress, acting with impunity on behalf of whoever they work for and whoever they are paid by, with total disregard for the good of the whole. And that's a total departure from anything that Katie Britt has ever done in any role that she's ever played at the BCA or for her boss, Richard Shelby, on Capitol Hill.
In the realm of biblical honesty, is it fair to say that all lobbyists are that way? I don't think so. I think that that's kind of a misleading point because I don't view all lobbyists that way. I view lobbyists through their individual actions. I think there are good lobbyists, and I think there are bad lobbyists. I think there are good special interest groups like the Club for Growth, and I think there are bad special interest groups like, I don't know, MoveOn.org. I mean, there are multiple different ways to look at this, but I think the simple answer is she a lobbyist? And the answer is yes, biblically or not. But what's the dishonesty then? Because the dishonesty is in the headline. Where is the dishonesty here?
Well, here's the thing, Dale. You and I both know that they're charging it as a negative. You want to spin lobbyist as a neutral term. How do you think Club for Growth intends for it to be perceived in that ad? They're spinning it in the most negative possible light, and they want for people to walk away from that ad thinking that she is a dishonest person, some gun for hire, who's out there acting, you know, on behalf of singular special interests. And that's just not the case.
So let me ask you this. When candidates like Durant and Britt say things like Mo Brooks voted against the military and the jobs in his district because of his early vote against the NDAA, is that biblical honesty or is that just political honesty? Wink, wink.
I don't know. I had also noticed that Mo Brooks cast a no vote on the NDAA. And what was interesting to me was the coverage that I saw of that and the explanation I saw of that was that he and Barry Moore wanted to hang that vote on this concern about women and the draft, when you know and I know that they had been assured by Mike Rogers that that was something that would be absolved in conference. So was that honest?
Yeah, because okay,
Dana,
a lot more.
I'll jump in there, Dale.
Go ahead, Phil Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Dana Hall McCain, Phil Williams here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Phil?
I am good. Hey, listen, I'll take that issue right there. Never trust what happens in conference. Every politician knows that. Having been in Senate, and I can tell you right now, I would always reserve my vote until I saw what came out of conference. Not hey, vote for it now, let it go to conference, and let's see what happens, because conference committee is where scary things happen. But that being said, and full disclosure, by the way, I said on the air before you came on, I was a Club for Growth fellow. I went through a Club for Growth fellowship training program, you know, conservatism to the core. The things that they stand for as an organization are something that I think you and I would both agree are wonderful. We would love to see more fiscal conservatism. We would love to see liberty defended at all costs. That being said, I'm curious, because I saw this happen in the Jerry Carl, Bill Hightower race down on the coast. Club for Growth became the straw man. Jerry Carl's campaign just began to run against Club for Growth and made that the campaign because they couldn't beat who Bill Hightower was. Is this something you see as being a metric you're going to go by, that you should basically advance the cause that we fight Club for Growth because rather than fighting Mo Brooks' record?
I think you have to bring Club for Growth into the center of it because of the outsized role they have begun to play in Alabama politics. We had a very interesting race in District 2 in the last congressional election cycle as well, where Club for Growth dumped, I think, over $1 million in on behalf of Barry Moore. But the vast majority of those dollars were not spent in ads for Barry Moore. They were spent in ads slamming Jeff Coleman. And having known both of those men for 25 or 30 years, I can tell you that much of the information that they put out there in just a blizzard of mailers in 2002 about Jeff Coleman were demonstrably false. You know, let's talk about this honestly, Phil. When you put...
I am talking about this honestly, Dana. I'm talking about it very honestly. So I guess one of my concerns is, you know, that Katie Britt also held a fundraiser in D.C. It's not like she's – so the idea that outside groups can have no influence is already off the table for every campaign.
I mean, look at the billboards. Those aren't Katie Britt campaign.
The vast majority of her money comes from within the state of Alabama, and the same cannot be said for Mo Brooks. It just can't.
I don't know that that's true, but the reality is you're implying, first of all, that outside groups can't come in. Hang on, Dana, let me get the question out. I said, but you're implying, though, and I'm not meant to be combative here. I just want to make sure that we're clear on the point, is you're implying that an outside group should not have any influence, and I would say that all the campaigns right now have outside groups. Every single one of the candidates has done fundraisers outside of the state of Alabama, all of them. And so that can't be a standard unless it's a standard. And then the other piece of this is the race you're talking about. Yeah, Barry Moore, at the Club for Goethe candidate. And by the way, Club for Goethe is one of the very few that decides they will get into primaries because they want their candidate going all the way forward to the general. Most of them wait and hold their powder dry, and they'll support whoever the primary winner is. But it, in the race next door to you, over there in the Mobile area, the Club for Goethe became the boogeyman. The Club for Goethe wasn't necessarily the boogeyman in the race you were talking about.
I can't speak to what happened in 01. I don't live in 01, and I didn't follow that race as closely, so I don't know exactly what the coverage was out of Mobile Press Register on that. I can't speak to that.
You brought it up.
Sorry?
You're the one who brought that up. I mean, this is the thing I don't understand about this. The part I don't get is all I want to know is what in that ad is dishonest. And three times now you have referenced honesty, biblical honesty, or let's talk about this honestly, as a way to kind of diffuse and spin your way out of something. The simple question here is this. In that ad, what is dishonest? And we will try on the other side to get some kind of an answer out of Dana Hall McCain. She, if you've been paying attention here, has implied, and I'm sorry, LT and Prince William, both of you, I know you're religious folks, more so than me, obviously. Answer this question for me. Is there a difference between honesty and biblical honesty?
I've actually heard that before. It's something people use basically to say that Christians are supposed to be held to a higher honest standard about things, and they're not supposed to be misleading or leave anything out, I guess.
But she's trying to weaponize this, though, right? And she says to Phil Williams at one point, let's talk about this honestly, as if she's the only one being honest and everyone else is like lying, right? That's the implication.
I see where you're getting that. I didn't get 100% that, but there's a level of it.
Prince William.
No, yeah, you're right. She uses that to put herself on top, like, okay, I'm the one being honest here. Let's be mature here. That's kind of the context I got from that. But yeah, there's no difference between biblical honesty and honesty. So I don't understand what she meant by that.
Because I've heard this before. This is a thing, saying biblical honesty, because you can be honest and state something that is true, but not have all the true meaning in that statement, if that makes sense. It can still be misleading, even though the statement is true, okay, but there can be context left out. Biblical honesty is where you don't do that.
When we come back, Dana Hall McCain continues to try to finally explain what exactly it is she's talking about. We'll get to all of that. Stay tuned.
This is The Dale Jackson Show.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good morning. Let's get right back into this interview with Dana Hall McCain. We're running out of time here. Hopefully we get to the end.
Okay, if you will let me talk without interrupting me for 1 second.
Oh, stop, 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 stop. No one's been rude to you. You've been very rude. And I don't understand this. Out of respect for multiple people that called me, that you called about coming on this program, I've gone out of my way to be very respectful, and now you've implied Phil Williams wasn't honest. You've implied you haven't been allowed to talk. Why can't you just answer the question instead of trying to weasel your way out of it?
Let's back up a second, Dale. I know Phil Williams personally, and I like and respect Phil Williams. I do not know you personally. You and I have never been in a room together. We've never met. I know nothing about you except what other people have told me about you. And I was cautioned about coming onto your show and that I might not be treated fairly. I never meant to imply earlier that Phil Williams had said or had implied anything dishonest. So let's just clarify that. If what I said, indicated that, I misspoke. And I do not mean to suggest that Phil is dishonest. I said, let's talk about this honestly.
You're building a wall around you. Every time you say something, you build a wall against criticism about, let's be honest, let's tell the truth, let me talk, and all these things. And I just think that's fluff. And all I'm asking you here is, we're running out of time here. I want you to tell me, because what you wrote, you couched three different ways, and I'm trying to ask you, you call it dishonest, and then you try to call it a different level of dishonesty. What is dishonest in the ad? That's all I want to know. And that can be the last question, and I will let you say whatever you want to say because I'm just that nice of a
when
guy.
When you put grainy pictures of Katie Britt, Terry Sewell, and Nancy Pelosi on the screen with the word impeachment on there, you are implying to Alabama voters that Katie Britt, A, has anything at all politically in common with those other two women, which she does not, and you are implying to them that Katie Britt was in favor of impeachment, which she was not.
You know what? This is what I find interesting about this. I lied, actually, because I have another question here. So let me just say this. You know, you mentioned in your ad the thing about Clever Grove being anti-Donald Trump and how we can have that conversation later and things like that. I wasn't going to bring it up until right now. You're acting as if BCA did not endorse those people that you just mentioned while Katie Britt was the head of this. And I don't understand why you're doing that. That's a very common tactic. There's nothing wrong with it. She was the head, so either she was okay with it or she had no say in it. Maybe that's the case. I don't know, but I don't think that's
that
a weird way to say, hey,
that
I'm the head of the BCA. Hold on one second. Hold on.
If you knew anything about the inner working of the BCA, you would know that the CEO does not have a vote on endorsement.
I just said that. I clearly said that that is exactly. Well, again, what is this smugness? I don't understand. You're acting smug like you're doing something good and you're not. And I don't understand this, why you're behaving this way. The questions you're being asked are very clear and they're not rude. They're about what's going on. And I don't understand why you don't like being questioned about what you wrote. Did you write this so people would see it? Or did you write this so you would feel better? I assume so people could see it. And occasionally people are going to ask you questions about it. And once again, everything is about how you're being treated or what's being said. And none of that's happening. And all I'm asking you is, what in the ad is dishonest? And now you've brought up yet another thing. Where the ad is honest. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I think I'll jump in here for a second because as the innocent bystander in the midst of this, I will just say this. First of all, Dana, I do know you, and I have a great deal of respect for you, as much as I also do for Dale. That being said, I'm the unaffiliated guy. I have not declared for any camp and have tried to keep it that way, period, throughout. That being said, I think the fair point would have been, Dana, in this is say negative campaigning sucks. Nobody likes negative campaigning, even though people believe it works.
Got to end it right there because we're running out of time. There's a little more to it, but we're not going to get into it here today. I just wanted to play this for you today because I thought it was a pretty interesting story about the inner workings of how these campaigns and their messaging actually work. When push comes to shove on Dana Hall-McCain, she collapsed. I mean, let's just be real about it. She got into a whole thing where she tried to preface everything with, she's a Christian, she's the one being honest, everyone's being dishonest. I wasn't being dishonest to her, I wasn't being rude to her, I was actually being very nice to her. And unfortunately for her, her entire argument boils down to, I just want to call this dishonest, I can't really lay out how it is. That's unfortunate for her, and I assume we'll never hear from Dana Hall-McCain again.
This is The Dale Jackson Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.